L'chved Chof Menachemov, the Yom Ha'ilula of the Rebbe's father. This year, it's 75 years since his Histalkus. We'll discuss a Sicha of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe tells the story of how his father approached Rav Chaim Briske to receive Smicha from him. In the Fabrengen Chof Melachamov Tovshin Yudalov, 1951, the Rebbe says as follows. When my father learned to receive smicha for Rabbonis, he decided for some reason to travel and be tested by many G'dayli Yisroel that were not from Chassidim circles. As the Goyen Rav Chaim Brisker, and the Goyen Rabbi Elio Chaim Meisel from Lodz, and more of the Elim Shegdalim in that time period. Since it was obvious from his levush, from his garments, that he was a chassid, and especially known that he is a descendant of the Alter Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brisker really gave him a difficult task. Lashon in the Sikh is Erotim Gud Gematert. He really exerted him, hoping that he'll be successful, not to give him smicha. He'll have an excuse not to give him smicha when he will see that he's not going to be according to the standard of what he should be. In conclusion, when Rav Chaim realized that he is not going to be able to slip out of giving him smicha, he concluded with the words, Gewald Rab Levik, as a gute kop in vosati reserangelegt. Wow, Rab Levik, such a good head, in what did you invest it in? Meaning of these words was referring to the fact that the Rebbe's father invested his mind in the study of Chassidus and Kabbalah. And when the Rebbe mentioned this statement, the Rebbe smiled and repeated it again. Aza gute kop in vos atiras arangelet. In order to receive smicha, the candidate who was to receive smicha needed to spend time in the environment of Rav Chaim Brisker, in the Cheder HaBezdin, in the Bezdin Shtibul, when he would answer questions, and at times Rav Chaim Brisker would ask the candidate who is working to get smicha to express his opinion how the psak halacha should be in a certain instance. And so, likewise, it was benegia to the Rebbe's father. He was spending time in the Bezdin Shtibul, and amongst the shailas that were given to him to Paskin was also a shaila that came to Rav Chaim Brisker in the middle of the Yom Tev of Chag HaSukkos. Either it was Yom Tev that fell out on Shabbos, or it was Shabbos Chalomei Sukkos. In any case, it was after Shabbos has already entered. And the question was benegia to people in a yard that are using one sukkah and they forgot to make an eidiv chatzeres, an eidiv to be able to carry. When Rav Chaim approached the Rebbe's father with the question, he immediately answered that the sukkah itself is considered a native. Rav Chaim Brisker liked this original idea, and he confirmed that the halacha is as the Rebbe's father said. The Rebbe takes out a lesson in Avedas Hashem b'negia to this story. The Rebbe explains, the contents of an Erev is that all the people that are members in that courtyard, from which we collect food, a certain amount of food, and this accomplishes that they are all participating in the suda, in the meal, ube'efen, and in a way that one should not be uncomfortable with another. If, for example, the other person will eat from his food, because if he is uncomfortable, he's makpid, there's no Erev. Because the idea of Erev is, as the name represents, that they're all mixed together, they're all pleased with each other. It is a pleasant partnership. This expresses the inyan of Avas Yisrael and Achdus Yisrael. The hemshech to the earlier installment b'negia to the Rebbe's father, the Kovad Yigema Yilula Chof Menachemov. We're continuing now with installment number 2, an additional story that the Rebbe relayed on various occasions b'negia to his father. But firstly, just to add, in reference to what was mentioned in the earlier installment, b'negia to the receiving of smicha from Rav Chaim Brisker, we find a letter of the Rebbe Rashab that he wrote to the Rebbe's father on the 5th of Chanukah, the year Tofrei Samach Zayin, that's late 1906. And in the letter he writes, Kasher dirshim smicha mebrisk tzorech linsei alishon. When there is a need to receive smicha from Brisk, there is a need to travel there. Ubetach yikarvei ki hu Yerushamayim be'emes. And surely Rav Chaim Brisker will be mekarev you, because he, Rav Chaim Brisker, is a true God-fearing person. And the Rebbe Rashab continues, Be'emes kovid li lichte ve'lo ve'dezeh. Realistically, it is difficult for me to write to him about this matter, and I did not yet have the occasion, the opportunity to write to him. But he really does not need this. You don't need that I should write to Rav Chaim Brisker. If he gives smicha, tikvasi, my hope is, asha yitin lei, that he will give you. A, b'derech michtav melitza, or he'll give you a letter of recommendation. V'Hashem Yisbarech yatzliach nisiyosi lebrisk. The Eved Ishter should give you success in your trip to Brisk. You should be able to attain and have your request fulfilled. And the Eved Ishter should give that it should end up very soon in a good way. This is how the Rebbe Rashab refers to the Rebbe's father's trip to Brisk to receive smicha. Now we go on to the second story that the Rebbe mentioned b'negia to his father, and the Rebbe mentioned it during 2 different Fabrengens. One was Tavshin Yudalit and one was Tavshin Tezayin, 1954 and 1956. The Rebbe says as follows. The first Rabbonis of his father was in the city Yekaterinoslav, which was one of the big cities in the region. In the city where he served as Rabbanus, he had many menagdim, many people that opposed him, since he would customarily chazer chsidis, relay chsidis, and he also implemented in the city chumres and hidurim sheinim. To enhance the kiyum hamitzvahs, he instituted chumres and hidurim sheinim. Another occasion, the Rebbe says that this Rabbonus, there was a big opposition, seemingly mitzad concealments, for other reasons, in yonim, in physical matters, and there were many libels, many mesiras. One time an officer came to the Rebbe's father and he gave him over an order that was just received from the capital city, Peterburg, that within the next 24 hours he needs to leave the region. In order to verify by this officer the reason for this order, so Chassidim gave this officer a little mashke, and nichnas yayin yotze sod, wine comes in and secret goes out, and it was verified that there was a certain libel on the Rebbe's father that he is causing a sense of disorder in the city. And they elaborated, a Jewish Rav, instead of being a role model for others, that others should learn from him, he's drunk and he's tearing clothing off from people. The captain of the police was surprised about the fact that many Yidden of the city chose such a Rav, and therefore he sent one of his officers to the house of the Rebbe's father to check, to investigate what was taking place there. When the officer came to the house of the Rebbe's father, he saw him sitting and learning, no mashka on the table, everything is in order. The officer was even more surprised. Was for a maisa is this? What's happening over here? And he told the Rebbe's father about this libel. The Rebbe's father answered, I don't know what this is all about. Erweisnet von keinem Eises, he doesn't know from anything. At the end, it was verified there was some yisod to this story. Maisa shahoya kachoya. It was Yutes Kislev when a Fabrengen took place, and those present at the Fabrengen, who attended the Fabrengen, Fabrengen very well, as in the Lashon of the Rebbe, Menozir gut verbracht, and the Rebbe's father chazed a lot of chassidus, and everybody was in a very uplifted mood, and the Fabrengen went into the late hours of the night. The Seder, which took place by Fabrengens of chassidim, that when the Fabrengen went through many hours into the night, and already almost the morning, before the morning, chassidim would take off the kapotes, and would go out dancing without the kapota. And this was also customary at that Yutes Kislev Fabrengen. When chassidim took off the kapotes in order they should be able to dance as the conclusion of the Fabrengen, there was one yid, one chassid, who was not able to take off the kapota so easily. So the Rebbe's father helped him to take off the kapota. And when they explained to the officer this story, he understood what took place, and the gzeira was nullified. The hemshech to the earlier installments been geared to the Rebbe's father. We're continuing now with installment number 3, discussing the news of the istalkos of the Rebbe's father and how it reached the Rebbe in Tovshin Dalet 1944. It is told by Chassidim that the news benegia to the Rebbe's father's istalkos reached 770 by telegram, which originally was known only to a few of the Bacharim that were studying at that time in 770. They decided to wait for the Rebbe coming to 770 and to inform him. The Rebbe would usually every day arrive in 770 at a set time from his work, but this day he didn't come. They called the house. The Rebbe Tzion Chaim Mushke said that the Rebbe went out to work as usual. They called the place of work. They were informed from them that the Rebbe never arrived that day to work. So the Bacharim then went to the Rebbe's room, and they realized that the key is from inside in the hole of the lock. They knocked on the door, the Rebbe opened the door, and they notified the Rebbe the sad news. The Rebbe tore Kriya and did all the additional halachas that are related to it. The Rebbe was asked why he didn't go to work today. And the Rebbe answered, "When I got up in the morning, I had a feeling that my father is no longer here. And therefore, I remained in my room. I understood that the idea, the news will come sooner or later." Umesaimim b'teif. Behemshech to the early installments b'negia to the Rebbe's father, Rav Levi Yitzchak, we're continuing now with installment number 4, discussing the details, what took place in the days that the Rebbe was notified about his father's passing. The news about his father's passing reached the Rebbe on the 28th of Menachem Av, and the Rebbe sat Shiva till the 4th of Elul. At that time, the previous Rebbe traveled on the 17th of Menachem Av to Morristown, and he stayed there for a month. Lefi HaShmua, the Rebbe would always visit the previous Rebbe, his father-in-law, almost on a daily basis. When the Rebbe received the news of his father's passing, he began sitting Shiva. The previous Rebbe interested himself in knowing why his son-in-law, the Edom, is not showing up. The Mekorovim, the people around the previous Rebbe, refrained from disclosing the news until the end of the Shiva. On the 4th of Elul, when the previous Rebbe found out about the passing of his Mechutin, the Rebbe's father, he wrote a letter to the Rebbe. He opens his words with that I have just been notified about the terrible tragedy that happened with the passing of my relative, my Mechutin. Kveid Avicha, your father, Horav HaChosed, Horav HaGoen, Tiyah Nishmas Yisrur Lebetzir HaChayim. And I'm participating in your great pain. And the previous Rebbe writes the Nusach HaMokim Yenachem, which is the Nusach of Nicham Avelim, and he continues writing in the letter customs of Avelos and Anhoges of the Rebbe Rashab when he was in the days of Avelos for his father, the Rebbe Marash. The day after Shiva was over, on the 5th of Elul, the Rebbe traveled to Morristown, where the previous Rebbe stayed for the month, and the previous Rebbe continued discussing with him various Menhogim of Avelos, and, as mentioned earlier, also Dan Hoges of the Rebbe Rashab when he was in Avelos for his father, the Rebbe Marash. At that time, an article was published about the Rebbe's father, an overview of his activities, and so on. The article was written by the previous Rebbe, but upon his request, it was published anonymously. Friedrich Rebbe wrote the article as a third person. In the coming years, the Rebbe was concerned about a fact of the date of the Stalkus of his father. It was in Tovshin Hay, that's early 1945. The Rebbe mentions in a letter that he is waiting for a response. Maybe he can verify the exact date of the passing of his father. Because up till Now, he was not successful in verifying the date. The Rebbe discloses that the telegram was sent on the 12th of August, which is the 23rd of Menachem Av. And this also appears in the article of the previous Rebbe, that initially it was figured that the Istalkus took place on the 23rd of Menachem Av. And the Rebbe concludes, thank you very much for setting up a seder of learning and davening Lekovet, the Yahrzeit, which was earlier, months earlier, and also for the tefillah, for the health and peace of my mother for long and good years. In Tafshin Zayin, that is late 1906, the Rebbe writes to someone that I have just been notified that your relatives that reside near you lived in the city where my father lived in the last years of his life. And since I was not successful to receive details about this time period when the Rebbe's father was in the last few years of his life, the details of his illness, his tzava, his passing, his kvura, and the Yom HaYahrzeit, I would greatly appreciate if they can write to me about this matter, and this would be considered a mitzvah for them. In Tafshin Tazayin, Tishrei time, which is late 1955, Rabbi Yankov Yosef Raskin was greeted by the Rebbe in Yechides. The Rebbe began speaking with him about his father. And the Rebbe asked him that since Rabbi Yankov Yosef was one of the main people near the Rebbe's father in Alma-Ata, so over the years, the Rebbe said that he wanted to verify, very precise, when exactly was the hour of the Istalkos of his father. It is difficult for him to speak with his mother about it, referring to the Rebbe Tzachana, for understandable reasons. The Rebbe did not want to agonize his mother in any way. He did not want to bring up the events of the Istalkos to verify when it was and so on. The Rebbe continues, wants to verify if this was Chof Av before sunset, since Rabbi Yankov Yosef Raskin was standing near his bed. Rabbi Yankov Yosef answered, definitely is before sunset. And to prove it, he mentioned to the Rebbe many simonim. One, that in the house in Alma-Ata there was no electric. They used a lamp and kerosene, neft kerosene. And this they lit a half hour after the Istalkos. And as long as there was daylight, they did not light that lamp. Besides that, Rabbi Yankov Yosef tells the Rebbe, I remember very vividly that there was light outside. It was still daylight outside. The Hemshech to the earlier installments, Benigia to the Rebbe's father, we're continuing now with installment number 5, discussing a Sicha of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe explains Tzadikim, Nisiya Yisrael, Gdeli Yisrael, who passed away, who were nostalgic before their time. The Rebbe speaks in Isicha Chof Menachem Av Tavshin Yud Beis 1952 and cites the Maimer Chazal, Zochu Achisheno, Le Zochu Be'ita. Zochu, when the Neshama merits, Zochu is also from the word Zichuch, refinement, so then the Neshama leaves the body before her time. Achishena, it takes place in a quick way. And the reason for that is that in order that at the time of the istalkus, the neshama should still be before her complete aveda in kedusha, and b'meila klipa, the negative elements, cannot draw any energy from kedusha. There can't be an achiza l'lomazah. But it was leizachu, that the neshama is not at its fullest refinement, so then the neshama leaves in the regular time, bi'ito bizmana, after it completes her aveda in kedusha, and b'meila, this allows an opportunity that l'umazah, the negative elements, could draw energy sustenance from kedusha. So the Rebbe continues that this inyan of istalkus before the time, a manner of zochu achishena, we find by many G'dayli Yisrael. It is known the Sipur b'negir to the istalkus of the Alter Rebbe that as a result of an error that was made during the course of the trip running from Napoleon, when they arrived at a certain intersection and they weren't sure which direction to take, and a family member decided on his own, although usually they would consult the Alter Rebbe. And as a result of this mistake, the Alter Rebbe was nostalgic before his time. The son of the Rebbe Marash, Rav Avrom Sender, was an exceptional child, very much so, that Tzemach Tzedek played with him quite often. He was nostalgic at the age of 8 years old. Before his istalkos, he said that the Alter Rebbe is coming to be with him. As the Tzemach Tzedek explained after the istalkos, that the neshama of Rav Avrom Sender was the neshama of the Alter Rebbe, and he lived the number of years that the Alter Rebbe needed to live as a full life. It was 8 years, which means the Alter Rebbe was nostalgic 8 years before his time. And the Rebbe concludes that likewise we find also by many Nisi Yisrael, Ugdeli Yisrael, they were nostalgic before their time. It was in a manner of Zochu Achishena, that because of the great refinement of their neshama, their istalkos was in a way of achishena, in order not to allow l'umazeh to have any achiza from kedusha. U'mesayimim b'teiv. Hemshech to the earlier installments b'negiah to the Rebbe's father, we're continuing now with installment number 6, discussing various details how the Rebbe elaborated on the Aveda of his father and his Mesiras Nefesh. In Tovshin Zayin 1947, Shabbos Mevarchim HaChedesh Menachemov, the Rebbe spoke about the Mesiras Nefesh of his father, and B'Kesher Lazeh the Rebbe stated the difference between the Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva and the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva searched for Mesiras Nefesh. As he said, Mosa Yove Liyodi Vakaimenu, when will there be an opportunity that something will come my way of Mesiras Nefesh and I will be able to fulfill it? Mashenken by Avraham Avinu, his whole mitzius was to fulfill the ratzon of Hashem. That was his entity. And the male, if there was a need for mesiras nefesh, he fulfilled it. But he did not go out of his way to look for mesiras nefesh. Another difference between the mesiras nefesh of Rabbi Akiva and mesiras nefesh of Rabbi Yosef Kari, the author of the Shulchan Aruch HaMechaber, that Rabbi Akiva had Mesiras Nefesh Bepeil. The Beis Yosef was not Zeicha to the Mesiras Nefesh Bepeil. And as the Rebbe continues, although he needed to write the Shulchan Aruch, but it could have been someone else that would write the Shulchan Aruch. The Mele, this is the chilek between Mesiras Nefesh Bekeach and Mesiras Nefesh Bepeo. In a sicha of the Rebbe Chof Menachem of Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, 1977, the Rebbe says, as mentioned already earlier, that Al Pi Teva, the Stalkus, the passing of his father was Shalei Bizmano, that came through the pain of the arrest and the exiles that followed. And the arrest and the exiles were related and came as a result of his Aveda in working in Inyonim of Kedusha Teiru Mitzvahs. His Aveda in this physical world consisted of Hafotzas HaYadus, spreading Yiddishkeit. And as a result of that came the arrest and the exiles. Because there was no opposition to him as he conducted himself in his private life, and also there was no opposition on what he spoke in his house or what he spoke in shul, in Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. The opposition that was against him, B'derech HaTeva, that led to the arrest and the exiles that resulted after that, was that he was involved in Hafotzes HaYadus, spreading Yiddishkeit, that it should also reach a second and a third person, and wherever he can reach out to the extent that it should reach to all the corners of the country. And as known, his efforts when he traveled to Moscow and made sure that the matzahs should be kosher lePesach. And when they wanted to convince the world not to pressure the country, because everything is according to Yiddishkeit, and therefore they wanted to have also signatures of Rabbonim, that everything is in a very positive way. So the Rebbe's father sacrificed himself, was Mason Nefesh himself, not to sign and not to approve something which was not true. And this angered them even more yet. And eventually he was arrested for that, and then he was exiled to various cities. And the Rebbe derives from this the Seirus, the inspiration that we need to learn from this Mesiras Nefesh. When Yidden gather together, especially that it takes place in a Mokum Kodesh, in a sacred place, in a place where we learn and daven, it's a definite fact that this should result in an increase in the exertion in the Aveda till Naveda of Yegia, really toiling b'negeya to inyonim of Torah and mitzvahs. In a sicha of Chof Melachamov Tov Shin Lamed Vov, 1976, the Rebbe says as follows, that this is what we actually see. Yidden who were uvgelept, inspired, because amongst them was one in exile together with them, and now his tzion is found in that city, and we see all the inyanim of inspiration, Yerushamayim, and holding on to Yiddishkeit, studying Torah, fulfilling mitzvahs, which resulted from his activities. And if he would not have been there, we would not have any idea what the place would have looked like. As the lesson from the Rebbe, Vidos vol dorten uisgesehen, how it would have looked without his presence. B'hemshech to the earlier installments, b'negiah to the Rebbe's father, continuing now with installment number 7, discussing the Shefer of the Rebbe's father and how it reached the Rebbe. Rabbi Yankev Yosef Raskin, who was zeicher to be near the Rebbe's father and mother in the years before the Histalkus, in the last time period of his life, Baal Medain, relays the following. There was a chassid, Rabbi Yehuda Gerari, from the city of Yekaterinoslav, and he received from his father a shefer of the Rebbe Marash, and he kept it by him, meshach of the years. When the Rebbe Tzinchana was planning to travel to her husband, who was already in exile in Chile, she requested of him if he can give her the shefer in order that she should be able to deliver it to her husband. Rabbi Gerari fulfilled her request and she delivered the shefer to her husband. Rabbi Yankev Yosef Raskin continues, when I was planning to leave Russia, this was 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, this was already after the Histalkus of the Rebbe's father, I asked of the Rebbetzin if she can give me the shefer that she has. In addition to this shefer, she also had a white shefer from the Tzemach Tzedek. She gave me the shefer that I asked for, as it is also known with the name, the Schwarze Shefer, HaShefer HaShocher, the Black Shefer. In Elul Tavshin Yud, 1950, Rabbi El Chaskin arrived in Eretz Yisrael from Brooklyn, a certain shlichus, a certain mission. And he related to Rabbi Yankev Yosef Raskin that the Rebbe asked to relate to him the following, that since, Rabbi Yankev Yosef recalls, I received a shefer from the Rebbe Tzinchana, and al pi halacha, the Rebbe is the Yerush, is the one that inherits it. So therefore, he is requesting from me that I should return it to him. Kimuvan, understandably, I did not object, Chas v'Shalom, but I asked if I can receive in exchange a certain gift from a certain chefetz, a certain item of the previous Rebbe. After Tishrei Tovshin Yud Aleph, this is late 1950, I received a letter from my son, Rab David, and he writes to me that since the Rebbe was davening for the Yomet every day because of the year of after the Histalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe, and after the Tefillah, he would, in a very pashtistic way, would approach people, would speak with them personally. So he approached my son, Rab David, and he said that since your father is asking for a matana for the Shefer, and by him it is also an inyan of Iskafia, not easy to part with the Shefer. So the Rebbe suggested he will give him a gift, a handkerchief of the previous Rebbe. When I received this message from my son, I was puzzled. Of what value is it, a handkerchief? I figured I'll get something which is a spoon or a cuss. And I relate to my son that he should give over to the Rebbe. I want a more choshev matana. After a short time, the Rebbe again approached Rab David and said, why is your father turning down this offer that I want to send to him? And during this time, the Rebbe says, the handkerchief is becoming shorter. The ticha levet klener, which means everybody was schlepping threads, something from this handkerchief. And my son writes to me with a hisrakshus, with a special excitement, why am I turning this down? The Rebbe is already very popular in Brooklyn, between the Talmidim and Mekushorim. Everybody is aware of the Rebbe's greatness and the Rebbe's Kedusha. although in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laaretz Bechlal is not known, and they don't realize his greatness. But here, everybody knows the Rebbe's greatness. And since the Rebbe is suggesting to you such a gift, surely he knows the value of this gift. And it's a blessing for itself. How are you turning down this offer? After I received this letter, and I agreed that I will accept it, so after davening, the Rebbe called in my son to his room. The Rebbe got up and he opened up a certain closet with a key. And there were drawers there. And one of the drawers was the tichala, the handkerchief. He took out the handkerchief and he gave it over to my son to send it to me. Mir Hashem, the Hemshech will discuss the following events. The Hemshech to the earlier installments, Benegia to the Rebbe's father. We're continuing now with installment number 8, discussing and continuing in reference to the earlier installment where we discussed the Rebbe's father Shefer as it was passed on to the Rebbe. In exchange, the Rebbe gave Rabbi Yankiv Yosef Raskin a handkerchief of the previous Rebbe. Rabbi Yankiv Yosef relayed that Rabbi David Raskin, his son, writes that taking consideration where this was placed by the Rebbe, where this was kept, this handkerchief, Nira, that this was very chashuv. The tichel, the handkerchief, is from white linen batist, a very thin material. And one of the corners, there are two letters, diagonal, which says JS, which is the Friedrich Rebbe's name. In addition to that, in another two places, there are some tikkunim. Some designs. Rabbi Yankiv Yosef continues that when I received the handkerchief, it was white like snow, pressed very nicely. And in one corner, there was already a little piece missing. And it seems like this was cut off to give to someone as a zgula. And this is what the Rebbe told my son, Aditichele vert klener. The handkerchief is becoming smaller. It seemed like it was given to someone for a refuah or similar. In Tavshin Chavei, 1965, I was zecher to visit the Rebbe for Chag HaShavuos. Standing in the room of the Yechidus in front of the Rebbe, I had many questions. During that Yechidus, I gained strength and I turned to the Rebbe and I said, it's already 15 years since I received this matfachat, this tichel, this handkerchief from the Rebbe. And it is laying by me. And I have no idea what to use it for. So the Rebbe responded, Ivet alein fashtein, you will understand on your own. So I told the Rebbe, ich fashtein it. I don't understand, and I'm requesting that the Rebbe should tell me. So the Rebbe then asked me, are you a Baal Tekeya? Do you blow Shefer? I said, yes. So the Rebbe said, Be'est Kiya Shefer Ishishana, you should cover the Shefers with this Matpachat. And if this Matpachat is not large enough, you should take another mape, another covering, and cover the Shefers. Since then, 15 years have passed, and I customarily cover the Shefres with this matpachat, as the Rebbe advised me. And Behemoth, it's not big enough to cover it completely. I also have a mappa, other covering from the Rebbe that they would use to cover the Rebbe's old shtender. And this is what I use also to cover the Sheferes Rosh Hashanah. Behemshech to the earlier installments benegia to the Rebbe's father, we're continuing now with installment number 9, discussing the picture of the Rebbe's father as it began to be circulated in Tovshin Lamed 1979. It all began one day in Tovshin Yudbeis 1952. The Rebbe's mother, the Rebbe Tzinchana, called Rab David Raskin that he should come to her house, and she asked him that he should do her a favor. She has a picture which is unclear of her husband, and she wants that someone should fix it and clean the picture. Rab David answered that the Bacher Atomim Rab Meshe Groner is very much involved in pictures, and surely he can help her. The next day, Rab David Raskin and Rab Meshe Groner arrived at the Rebbetzin's house, and she showed them the picture. The picture only included a half of his face, of the Rebbe's father. It was torn in the middle, and it was full of tears and cracks. The Rebbetzin asked Rab Meshe if he's mesugel, if he's able to fix this picture. And he answered that he is familiar with the studio in Manhattan, which they can edit the picture and complete it. The Rebbetzin thanked him for it, and she added that this is the only picture that's left by her from her husband, and the Mela Amesha should be careful and preserve this picture and watch over it and be mishtadl that the results should be in the most successful way possible. About 2 weeks later, Rab Meshe returns to the Rebbetzin with the picture edited and complete. The Rebbetzin asked if more tikkunim, additional tikkunim, could be made, corrections, editing, and Rab Meshe took care of it that they were done. Again, he showed the Rebbetzin the picture. When the Rebbetzin looked at the picture, she asked for additional tikkunim. The third time, and the Rebbetzin received the picture, she was pleased and said, this is what he looked like 2 weeks before his istalkus. She asked from Rab Meshe he should make 4 copies, one for herself, one for the Rebbe, one for Rab Meshe, and one for Rab David. The next occasion that the Rebbe visited his mother, Rab Meshe and Rab David were hiding in one of the corners of the house, and when the Rebbetzin gave the picture to the Rebbe asked, Veridus, who is this? The Rebbetzin answered, Sidain Tate, it's your father. When the Rebbe saw the image of his father, how it changed since he saw him, this is after he endured the various exiles, the Rebbe started to tremble. He placed the picture, as he turned it over, on a clothing dresser. Years later, when they were publishing in Tovshin Lamed 1970, the first volume of the Sefer Likutei Levi Yitzchok, which was on Tanya, the Rebbe asked that his father's picture should appear in the beginning of the Sefer. Masker Rabbi Groner asked the Rebbe, where could we get a copy of the picture? The Rebbe said that he has one in his house, but he does not have time now to look for it. And the Rebbe continued, I believe that your brother, Rav Meisha, Meisha Groner, has a copy of the picture. You can receive it from him. Rav Meisha brought to the Rebbe a copy of what he had. The picture remained overnight on the Rebbe's table. And in the morning, the Rebbe gave this picture in order that it should be published in the Sefer Lukutei Levi Yitzchok on Tanya. It's interesting because over the years, we see that there is a picture of the Rebbe's father, this picture, and on the bottom is written Amur question mark. It's the Rebbe's Ksav Yad Kodesh. Amur is the abbreviation of Yadeni Meili Verabi, referring to his father, and the Rebbe writes a question mark, which coincides what is mentioned earlier, that the Rebbe asked, who is this picture of? This story, Benegia to the Rebbe's father's picture, as well as the earlier installment, Benegia to the Rebbe's father, Shefar, were included in the recently published Kevetz Ve'Avdi David, which includes the Sipurim and Zechreines of Rav David Raskin Olav HaSholem. The Hemshech to the earlier installments relating to the Rebbe's father, we're continuing now with the 10th installment, discussing various stories which the Rebbe shared with Chassidim during his Fabrengens, recalling personal experiences that he had with his father or while working for his father. In one, the Rebbe, when referring with much agony and pain to the law of return, Miu Yehudi, that it needs to be corrected according to Halacha, the Rebbe elaborates on negative experiences in communal work in Russia. In the Sicha Shabbos Parshas Miketz, Tovshin Lamed Beis, late 1971, the Rebbe said the following. While the Rebbe is referring to Miu Yehudi, the Rebbe says, here they want to harass me, Mevil Zech Mit Mir Zidlen, arguing with me in a very harsh way. In reality, I don't feel touched or affected by this, because I was raised in a communist country, which was in the time that my father was the chief Rav of Yekaterinoslav. Since I was the Pchor, the oldest, b'meila, when it came to a topic where there was need to argue with the opposers of Yiddishkeit, I had the task to do this. There, hat man sich gesiedelt, they argued very harshly and asked many challenging questions. And I didn't get affected by it. Likewise here, in the case of Miu Yehudi, how much, Wifel mitzich mit mir zidlen, how much they will argue with me does not measure up to what I experienced then. The second story relates to the time of World War I. The Rebbe discusses the connection between Lubavitch and Ger. This took place after the istalkos of the Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, and the Rebbe dedicated a sicha regarding this relationship. In conclusion, the Rebbe mentioned two personal experiences. The second story includes his father. In the sicha Shabbos Parsha Tetzaveh, Tovshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, the Rebbe relayed as follows. The story took place before I became acquainted with my father-in-law, with the Rebbe. There were decrees issued from the Tsar in Russia and his uncle Nikolai Nikolaevich. This is when Germany was waging war with Russia. They made a libel, a bilbil, that the Jews support Germany, and they drove the Jews out from Warsaw. The Jews came to Yekaterinoslav, where our family lived, and one of them lived in the same house building where our family lived. The Rebbe says an expression, you'll be given a yingle. I was a young boy then and was busy with my studies in cheder or with playing between the sdorim, as it was customary by children, so I didn't pay attention to what was happening around us. But when Shabbos came, I saw that my father is honoring this yid who lived in the same house, and he placed him at the head of the table, although there were many old chassidim present then, and he conversed with him in topics of Torah and additional matters. The person spoke with a strange Yiddish that I did not understand. As the Rebbe elaborates, the Kometz and the Pasach, how it interchanges in Pelush Yiddish. And honestly, I had no interest in the conversation. But seeing that my father honored him very much, I wanted to know who is this person. Since I feared to ask my father, so I inquired from my mother as to who is this person that was given such an honor. My mother responded, I should know that this is the brother-in-law of the Gerer Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Kaminer. He arrived from Poland and settled here, and he came to us for Shabbos. This is what the Rebbetzin Chana told the Rebbe. And the Rebbe continues, this story remained in my memory amongst many other things. The Rebbe concluded with a bracha to the new Gerer Rebbe, who just assumed Nesios leadership.